Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and this is the Myriad episode on this Season 1, Episode 19 of Supergirl, the one right before the finale, which is this Monday, so catches on Tuesday as we discuss Monday's episode. So look out for us on Twitter. We'll be announcing the time and where to listen to our podcast live. And if you want to join us on Tuesday, please call in. The number is 929-477-2786. Really would love new people to call in. I know you guys are listeners, so it would be fresh to get a new voice, a new perspective of the show. This is a podcast where we just discuss our favorite moments. Sometimes we might not have so much favorite moments. Yeah, so a little critique, but normally we're just big fans of the show, and you do not have to be a expert on the subject matter, because I for sure do not know Supergirl's huge universe. So I'm just going by the show, and it's great. It's been a great ride. So call in. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. Let's see, we have a live caller from area code 239. Who is this?
It's your co-host calling from Florida, DC Fan 1, DC Fanboy Movie 1 of the Batman v Superman, Dawn of the Justice League.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
What is so up? I wish my brother was able to have the cash to go see it, but we're just going to go out to eat tomorrow. But at some
point, we'll
see it together. But wow.
All right.
Wow.
So, Myriad, what were your thoughts now that we saw where the zombie National City were under control by Non?
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That ending with Alex, evil Alex, that was insane.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy shit going on all over the place. Jimmy and Lynn flying. Were they actually flying there?
I don't know.
Like
I have to
go
back and watch it again. Yeah.
But when Kara flew in there, and then you saw Superman fly in there,
yeah.
I slowly reversed it when I watched it again. And then we see Kal-El. And then Non comes in saying that Kal-El has kneeled before me. And then I love the scene with the fortress again. And,
did you think that excuse was really horrible just because his brain has been more earthbound than Kryptonian? That's the only reason why he was under the Myriad effect.
Yeah, and then Max Warlord, of course, had to show up. And then how come Kat didn't get affected? Was she like wearing special earplugs or something? I don't get it.
Well, remember Maxwell Lord said, "Did you get the earrings I sent you?" And then she goes, "Yeah, I'm wearing them right now."
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
And then with Martian Manhunter, I was geeking out when he was shifted as the kid.
Oh yeah.
I was laughing so hard when I love seeing more.
It was a great episode.
It
was very,
awesome.
Very getting close
to
the finale. You know, out of five stars, Matt, what do you give it so far as we come near to the finale next week?
Me and my boy John Lockhart give it a 2 thumbs way up series. It needs to go like forever.
I agree.
This show needs to go forever.
It just seems kind of short, because remember, it started pretty late, like in November.
Yeah.
And then they're finishing now in April. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought it'd be ending in May, but Gotham's not going to end till the end of May. But then now it seems like with Arrow and the Flash, why don't they get Supergirl over on the Flash season finale to stop Zoom? Come on. They already had the Flash crossover with Supergirl. So, come on, Kara. Jump over to the Flash's universe and stop Zoom.
It's crazy.
With that ending, that would be awesome. But that was an awesome episode with non taking over.
Like I said, last night's episode, Alex is the one that kicks ass. I don't see Lane being more the hard ass.
But the opening sequence was amazing. The whole opening sequence with seeing her kicking ass, we see Maxima. Seeing her again was okay, because we got her back on Smallville. The Smallville version was not that great. Maxima, remember back in season 8. But Non, was he just a badass in the whole episode? I mean,
was he
ever just going to do anything? In the season finale, I want to see him and Kara in a big action epic fight. And I hope Non dies.
That would be great. Yeah. Well, we soon shall see as next week's episode airs on Monday, the season finale. And then after our season finale podcast, we'll be taking a break from Supergirl. So if you want to join in, next day is our last Supergirl podcast. So hopefully if you guys are wanting to join the podcast, call in on that Tuesday. It's going to be a lot of fun as we discuss the cliffhanger that they give us.
I hope that one dude doesn't call in.
No, I don't think he's calling back. Don't worry. We got
I hope not.
Yeah.
I know. But still, this is so cool. They need to make a Supergirl game, which would be awesome. The graphics would be amazing.
That's for sure.
A video game.
They should have had a Dawn of Justice game.
DC truly hit its stride this year. First with the epic new TV series. And now with the movies finally expanding, and Jesus, and now we're getting Suicide Squad in August. I mean, God, DC has finally hit it through the TV, and Supergirl has truly been my new favorite Monday night show. Like when Superman, like you slowly saw Superman flying in that scene.
Yeah, no, that was a great moment. All right, Matt, let me read the synopsis of the episode. That way people that are listening can know what we're talking about. The Myriad Effect has taken over National City, and even Superman is under control. That's what Matt was just saying. Leaving Kara, Kat, and Maxwell as the only ones immune to it. Now Kara must find a way to stop Non, but Maxwell is looking at destroying Kryptonians with a bomb at the risk of killing humans over Kat's objections, prompting Kara to find an alternative. The effect brings fugitives Alex and John back, but not before Alex telling Eliza that the truth about what really happened to Jeremiah, but leave out part about Jeremiah being alive. When Indigo senses the two returning, she defeats John, but takes Alex and places her under mind control as Non's payback for Astra's death. There you go. Dun, dun, dun.
That was crazy.
So, Matt, give us your favorite moments of this episode.
I love the whole opening sequence because our Supergirl was being a nonstop badass.
Yeah, it's so funny. The people in my house, we were watching it, and as soon as they said, "Look, my cousin," and then we saw Superman coming, we're like, "Oh my gosh, are we gonna see?" And then someone said, "Do you think they're gonna use Henry Cavill?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that'd be crazy if they did."
That would be amazing. But first, I was going like, "Oh my God, Tom's gonna show up in the season finale. Oh my God, it's gonna be Tom fucking Welling." And then, nope, it was just a short cameo as we saw earlier in the season. Dang it, they didn't even show much more Superman.
I know. Bummer. Matt, let me ask you a question. Would you want the Superman with the red shorts or the Superman without the red shorts?
Superman without the red shorts. If he shows up
on Supergirl.
I'd say Superman without the red shorts because I like the Man of Steel costume. Yeah, because on how we've seen Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, I like to see the new costume. And
he is buff in that costume.
Yes.
Crazy.
Henry Cavill probably had to work out like nuts before Man of Steel and in between Batman v Superman, and now he'll have to do it again between Justice League Part 1 and Justice League Part 2.
Yes. All right, cool. But Supergirl, wow, what a twist and turns for Supergirl in this.
What's going on?
You know, because now she's working with Maxwell Lord, and Kat is also involved in the, you know, trying to fix the city. And then, you know, they closed off the city, General Lane? Kind of closed off the city from being affected from anyone else.
Yep, because his daughter Lucy was affected by the Marietta effect.
And Lucy was like, really, like, I'm going to shoot you with a kryptonite gun.
Yeah, I know. That was insane.
That was crazy.
And then the way she pushed her ship at them, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It still works.
Uh-huh. And then, like,
I guess it still works
because
even on remember in Man of Steel, that ship when they pushed in, you know, his key, it still worked.
Yeah, it did.
I guess they never go offline.
And then in Batman v Superman, when Lex pushed the key in there, it actually still worked.
It still worked.
That was a great scene. And I loved seeing the.
So, did you like Eliza's role in this week's episode? And, you know, it was kind of cool to see her again, right?
Yeah, it was, actually. I thought it was cool to see her again.
Yeah. And what about Indigo?
It was cool.
Did you like her?
I thought it was cool to see Laura Vandervoort back again as Indigo. And, I think she's a big plot point because she is a version of Brainiac. Is she a version of Brainiac on the show?
I think she's I think she is a version of Brainiac, yes.
Because I think in the first episode when Laura Vandervoort had her cameo appearance from Smallville, I noticed the Brainiac symbol.
I know.
Forehead,
I told my friend, you know that Laura Vanderhoof who played Supergirl in Smallville.
Yeah, I told.
She goes,
John too.
What? Are you kidding me?
And I tried to tell my mom to get her into watching it, but she doesn't watch Supergirl.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
so much.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're live right now, so if you want to call in at 929-477-2786. We'll be here for the next 15 minutes. After this, we're doing Gotham Talk. Yes, we're back again on Gotham Talk, trying to recap before that season finale. And then after that, I am doing Arrow
Flash Talk.
Flash Talk. And then Arrow Talk. Yeah.
Sweet.
So if you want to join us on that party, definitely come by.
We're partying tonight.
Matt, let me ask you, what would you cut out in this week's episode? Let's say something wasn't flowing right for you. Do you have any of those moments?
None, actually. I thought it was fantastic. Nonstop action and amazing scenes. Truly great episode. I wouldn't cut out a thing.
Yeah, for me, same thing. It was one of those.
No way.
Pretty much every single minute in this episode counted for. You know, it's just really high stakes what's going on with Supergirl. And man, I gotta just say, Melissa.
She's
great. What's her name?
I love
Melissa. Is it
Melissa? Yeah.
It is Melissa.
Melissa, be beautiful, but moist.
The noise, yeah.
Melissa,
she's
beautiful,
great
the
as Supergirl. I mean,
yes.
No, I don't think I could see anyone else playing her. But you know what? I would be really interested as to who were the runner-ups. Do you know anything
I
like
know,
that,
right?
Man? Have they come out with a list that were, like, in the running before Melissa?
I don't know. Maybe she was the main big star for it when they were developing the
yeah.
series.
And, you know,
but
she could hold the show, right?
She does hold the series. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
She does an amazing job.
And good for
job.
Her. You know, a big network show.
Yeah. And imagine what
yeah.
if it does. I kind of just have a problem with it being on CBS. I just wish it was on CW because I really want a big crossover next season. With Arrow,
yeah.
Flash
yeah,
again. I would
yeah, we're
love
keeping
for her
our fingers crossed.
Do you
Even
realize
Gotham,
how crazy?
Why can't she go to Gotham?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be crazy and how much of a crush that Cisco would have on her after Barry just beating her? It was
which reminds
me,
I was reading an article. Let me pull it up here. It remember how on the Flash I was kind of a little complaining about how on the crossover yesterday I was kind of complaining about. There was no reference to Barry Allen, like, where was he at, like, where was he coming from, you know, and where was he going, or they didn't reference it on The Flash either. But I read an article on ScreenCrush.com. It says, New Flash versus Zoom preview teases how Barry met Supergirl. So I guess in that episode it's going to reference how he went to the World's Finest episode. The article says it was enough of a DC miracle that Supergirl succeeded in bringing over the Flash for a World's Finest crossover that we'd forgive some slightly wonky timing between two series. Now weeks after Barry and Kara became a super best friends over ice cream, a new preview for this week's Versus Zoom shed some light on how
so
Barry ended up in Supergirl's universe. When Barry seemingly burst out of nowhere in National City to rescue CBS Supergirl from a falling back in March, the CW Flash is finally catching up in this week's episode Versus Zoom, according to the previews. See the March 29th flashback saw Barry reluctantly seeking aid from the Reverse Flash to increase his speed and in battle against Zoom, and result of which only produces the same Tachyon device Barry was seen sporting in his Supergirl appearance. So there you go. We're going to get a little preview on now how he ended up there.
Yep, and how he had that Tachyon device, because that has to explain it, because that would be before
yeah.
he went over to the Supergirl crossover. And I just have to say, Jesus, that episode was just phenomenal, seeing the Flash on Supergirl. It was just so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I
agree.
Good.
Let's see. Here's the synopsis for the Flash for the Versus Zoom episode. Barry is ready to face Zoom. Hunter Zolomon's story is revealed. Equipped with the Tachyon device, Barry believes he is fast enough to stop Zoom and wants to open the breaches to catch him. Harry strongly advises against that plan. After Barry convinces him, Harry reveals that Cisco has the power to reopen the breach. Meanwhile, Hunter Zolomon's painful story on Earth 2 is revealed. Dun, dun, dun! That's pretty
so
epic,
it's not
right?
Jay Garrick. Yeah, so it's not really Jay Garrick. It's Hunter Zolomon.
It's not, remember? Because he died.
Yeah.
Unless, but we don't know who the guy in the iron mask is.
No,
do you
that
think
could
it's
be
a
Jay
clone
Garrick.
Of Jay Garrick?
No, it could be Jay Garrick, or it could be a clone of Jay Garrick, or it could be Jay Garrick from Earth 4.
Oh my gosh.
Or Earth 5. Or,
too
or
many
Earth
Jay
million.
Garrick. There you go. Earth a million. All right, cool.
Supergirl,
okay, now, Matt, now is the time where we hand over the floor to you. Let's see if you want to talk about anything we haven't mentioned. Go ahead, sir.
Let's see. In this episode, I just can't believe the outfit that Alex was wearing. She looked hot in that outfit, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
At the end
Definitely.
There, That ending was crazy. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait till the opening of next week's. I saw some clips, actually, on how it's going to go down.
Yeah. Well, there's a...
Yeah, I saw.
There's an article on Movie Pilot that says Supergirl writer teases character death in the finale. Do you think that's true?
What? No. Supergirl's going to die?
Well, here, let me see. It says, prepare for tragedy. To the hype of the finale, both Kevin Smith and Greg Berlanti have been hinting at huge life-changing events for Kara in Season 1, Episode 20. The quote, it says, something's going to happen. Here's the quote, Matt. It says, something's going to happen that will affect Supergirl in such a great way that you'll think that, like, cute puppies and fucking kittens now. And you are going to cry when you see how beautiful this fucking thing is. And that's what Kevin Smith said about the episode.
Oh, my God. John's going to be crying like nuts because he loves the show to death.
Here's another one, quote from Kevin Smith. I asked executive producer Greg Berlanti whether we should expect a death in the Supergirl finale. Yes, you should, he said, only because
not
it
Kara.
Would be a lot less exciting if I said no.
Supergirl can't die, not the main hero. Come on, they can't kill her
off. Do you think they'll kill John Jones?
I have a feeling probably him because he would sacrifice himself to protect Alex and Kara.
Yeah, well, you know they're saying that Jeremiah Danvers is going to become Cyborg Superman.
Ooh, they are?
That's what they're expecting, yeah.
That's going to be cool. And then at times,
right, imagine Dean Cain
returns. Yeah, imagine Dean Cain as Cyborg Superman, and then Tom Welling.
Yes, there you go.
As Superman again. That is set to happen in Supergirl Season 2. And if it does happen, which will be amazing, and then Dean Cain and Tom Welling fight the right way, but in tights.
I know, right? And don't just show his head either.
No,
I want to hear what he's
show
talking
them
about.
In the full odd suit. Show them in the full on fucking suit. I mean, come on.
I agree.
We need the better full on suit. I mean, I love the Smallville season 10 finale ending, but we need to see Tom in the full on suit.
Yeah,
I
not
mean,
just his head.
No. But the way they do it with Supergirl, they just do it so phenomenal and so well. I just can't imagine. Like with Arrow, I remember how amazing my mind went when Arrow season 1 ended. And now I can't imagine how crazy it's going to be for me to wait till October when Supergirl season 1 ends.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be painful
for my friend
John, too. He and I are going to be
texting
through the episode. I can see it right now from what you just told me. Me and my friend John are going to be texting through the whole episode.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, let him know
what
we talked about on the podcast, or tell him to listen to it on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, I will. He's a big fan of the podcast,
and
he's a big fan of Supergirl.
All right, Matt, as you know, we have a hotline, and that hotline number is 206-203-0308. That's a hotline that we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You leave a message, we'll play it on a podcast. And this week's podcast, we have a new caller, Matt. Let's see. Let me play it so you can see what they're saying.
Yeah, this is Phil from Fat Sam. I want to give my 5-star review to this epic movie. I saw it 4 times already. The critics are trashing the movie for I don't know why, but they're wrong. This movie was awesome. Can't wait to watch it again on Blu-ray for 24 straight hours. Y'all have a great day. Y'all podcast is awesome. Cool. Thank y'all.
All right, cool. That was a great call, right?
Yeah, awesome.
Well, yes, we would love to
do
that too. Once it's on Blu-ray, you know I'm going to be having it on loop for 24 hours
I'm
straight.
Me too. I can't wait for the 3-hour extended cut. I heard they're going to probably re-release.
Oh. Did you hear? Yeah, they are. They're going to re-release it on the big screen. Are you going to go watch the 3-hour version?
Yes, if they do it on my birthday, I'm going to try to get a big group of people to go.
Good, good.
I'm going to try
to
get a big group of people to go.
Can you imagine 3 juicy hours of Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, and definitely I'm going to take my girlfriend with me, too. She loved it.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, man, we're going to wrap up the show here. So give us a shout-out as we wrap up this episode of Supergirl Myriad, episode 19, season 1.
Let's go, Supergirl, and please do not kill off Supergirl in the season finale. Please don't.
Yes, please don't. Don't do that. All right, I want to thank Matt for calling in. You can join us on Twitter at Supergirl Talk, all one word. Again, that hotline number where you can leave a message and we'll play it. Call in at 206-203-0308. Jitters, we got your line, and we played it on last night's episode, so thank you so much. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.